Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Reese.
We're back.
It's so goddamn hot, and you have no air conditioning in your building. I think you have a singular fan that you move around.
When I moved to Canada, our house had an air conditioning unit on the outside, and me and my wife laughed like, this is Canada. You don't need air conditioning. It's the coldest place on earth almost. And then summer hit, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad we didn't sell that on Kijiji.
Yeah, no, I have an air conditioner at home. It's in my tiny little bedroom, and it is the greatest investment I've ever made. That includes like my Blackmagic pocket cinema camera and my various Macs and like this air conditioner. I'll just kind of want to just bow down to it and start praying to it. And
I mean, today is so hot in here. I've come to accept that I will be wet and I will smell bad.
Yes.
And that's just life.
The Smelly Wet Boys. That's our new name.
The Smelly Wet Boys.
Welcome to the Smelly Wet Boys podcast, where we talk about all things smelly and wet.
If you like your boys smelly and wet... then this is the podcast for you. Jesse, I need to talk to you because we were doing the normal...
I'm drinking, just for the record, might seem nuts, but I'm drinking a hot coffee. There are studies that show that on hot days, if you consume hot drink or hot food, your body will react to the food and try and cool you down from the inside out more than if you didn't.
That's an old British thing where people would drink hot tea even when they were like in India and places because... There was always this cultural thing. They were adamant that the hot tea would cool you down.
Well, apparently it's true from what
I've
read.
So they weren't that mad.
Or I've just poorly Googled it.
And, so I need to talk to you because we were going to do normal episodes and we did these kind of offshoot. The election's been called. And we've been getting a lot of feedback from people. A lot of people who seem to be... We've had good feedback and people have enjoyed your rants. So I thought...
Oh, yes. Someone did mention about my rants that we should have a rant segment, a Jesse's rant segment.
So I was thinking that maybe we should just do election coverage and not do the normal weekly show. Maybe do two a week that are smaller up until the point we get to the 20th. And then on September the 20th.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and then also we're going to do our live stream, so we'll do our own election coverage the night of the election. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
You think that I can rant enough to fill in like
since we started doing these rants, we've had multiple news outlets and news organizations reach out to us asking to share this perspective, because your perspective is the voice of people who don't buy any of the party's messaging. You're very cynical. You're disengaged. There's a huge
I'm
chunk
cynical,
of
cynical and disengaged, but we have been having some really
yeah, you do care. You care.
That's why I'm disengaged.
Exactly. You do care, and you're disengaged because you're frustrated.
Yes.
And I think there's a huge chunk of the population who your voice kind of echoes.
I was thinking about what you were I agree with you. I think there's a large portion.
So let's roll
population.
With it. Let's go with that.
I mean, okay, sure. Yeah, like I don't know if I can, that's putting a lot of pressure on me to rant for weeks on end on stuff I don't really know about.
Dance for me, Jesse. Dance.
You just don't want to do any research. That's
I
all
do. I've actually done a ton of research for stuff to talk about. So this I
remembered what you were saying on one of the previous episodes.
In the shower?
When you were thinking about stuff in the shower, thinking about me in the shower, about how in order to have the system, the political system that we have, be functioning and working and put the fear into politicians, we need to get the votes of swing, way, way, way more swing voters. And in order to do that, we have to convince just more and more and more and more people to vote and to get engaged in the system. And when that happens over time, over many, many years, eventually we will get a large percentage of swing voters to vote, which will put the fear in politicians to actually do the right thing, to actually do what they said they were going to do when they're promising their campaigns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, so I agree with you. I agree with you that that is a solid plan, but it sucks because right now I still believe thoroughly that the system is broken from beginning to end. The politicians are the closest thing we have removed from us as human beings on the face of the planet, with the exception of like faces of giant corporations. And that it will take years to get to the point where you've described, years of voting, years of convincing other people to vote, where it's still broken and nothing's really fixed and nothing's really like we're not benefiting really from the system for the next couple of decades. But we have to be adamant. We have to vote like a motherfucker and we have to convince other people to vote because maybe our grandchildren will live in a day at an age where the political system actually works. That fucking sucks. Okay, that's
what's the alternative?
I don't know, man. I don't like but, I said but before. I don't need to know how to fix a car to be able to point out a car that is horribly, horribly broken, smoking with pieces falling off of it. I know this system is broken. I do not have a replacement.
You make it seem like voting is this huge pain in the ass.
It's only a pain in the ass because we're going to have to be doing it and convincing other people to do it for years and years and years in order for the system to potentially and hopefully one day work.
Yeah, but also look at it this way. That is a massive first world problem. It's like, oh, do I really have to turn up and choose my leader?
The actual first world problems that do exist because of this broken system.
Yeah, but also if you live in a country where you don't get to vote and your leader is the grandson of the person who kind of took over the country 50 years ago or whatever, and you're like, I don't get a say. I just have to go along with this.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. There's always something worse.
It could be. The world is always inevitably going to be a shit show, but it could be worse.
That is a piss poor argument, no matter when you bring it in. Okay.
Like, well, I can't wait to live in your utopia, Jesse.
We could be discussing better ways for the human body to heal a broken finger, and we could be talking with doctors about how to heal a broken finger faster than before, and how medical advances have been able to heal a broken finger, and then someone could be like, "Yeah. Well, what about those poor people who have their arms chopped off in war? What about that?" I'm like, well, okay, you can always bring up something horribly, horribly worse that will just negate whatever it is currently talking about.
I guess, but my point is all we're asking people to do is to turn up once every 4 years and make a decision. That's all we're trying to convince them to do. Not that huge. It's not like we're saying you have to run this gauntlet where there are big swinging blades. And it's like, it's like Indiana Jones. I bring it up a lot. It's like the final challenge of an Indiana Jones film. It's not like that. You just literally turn up with a piece of bit. And Canada's got to be one of the easiest countries to vote in. It's the only place I know where leaders aren't actively making it hard for you to vote. People just can't be bothered.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, when you put it like that, once every 4 years, make a checkbox.
So I'm going to roll my sleeves up and convince
just whoever I can to vote once every 4 years. It's not that hard. But anyway, some of our listeners really cared.
I hate you and your reasonable logic.
I know.
It's just
you make it seem like, oh my god, this is so tough. It's like,
it's not tough. It's just it's not tough. It's frustrating. It's not the activity of voting that is frustrating. It's not the activity of taking a stroll down to the local rec room of the church and making a checkbox once every 4 years. That's not the difficult part. The difficult part is being frustrated with the process and feeling like nothing you do matters, no matter if you do that process or not. That's the frustrating part.
I've got no problem thinking in terms of generations, though, because like my grandfather was a coal miner. He worked for like over 50 years in a coal mine, and he wouldn't let, with the intention that his kids would never have to work in a coal mine and that their kids would probably get to go to university. So it's that thing where sometimes you kind of go, well, yeah, it's shit now, but if we start making these decisions, it will take generations.
No, I know, and
that's
what you said before.
That's a good thing.
You did convince me that that makes sense and is a logical reason as to why we should vote. It's just, it's frustrating to know that if that does have a positive impact on our system, it's going to take so long. And in the meantime, we have to pretend to care. Pretend.
Yeah, but people do care. Do you know what? I think a lot of the time,
People have been sucked right into the...
No, but the thing is, everyone's got debt. Everyone tries to make ends meet. Everyone's got stuff going on in their lives to distract them and worry them. So it's so easy to get pulled away from worrying about things.
Speaking of debt, just a quick side note. I did some calculations just out of curiosity on the way up, on the walk up here.
Did you work on my mortgage?
You know, when you're poor and even owing somebody like $20 can be a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, because like, oh, that $20 could go towards like, groceries this week or whatever. Yeah. So like even owing $20 to someone could be a big deal. And sometimes when you find a $20 bill in your winter jacket that you'd completely forgot about, it's like, holy shit, $20. Oh, my God. I worked it out. Okay. Just a simple math. Jeff Bezos right now, with the almost 8 billion people on the planet, could pay everyone on the planet Earth $20. Absolutely.
He probably won't.
No.
It's a very small gesture to everyone. And most of, not everyone needs it. Some people do. That'd be life changing.
It's like a drug. Like, making money is like being addicted to any kind of drug, where somewhere in the back of your mind, you are convinced on a subconscious level because of like whatever's happening in the addictive part of your brain. It convinces you that while, you'll be happier if you just have more of this, not the amount you have right now. More. That's how addiction works, right? And there's never a point where like, I've made it. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol, if it's cocaine, if it's weed, if it's like sex, it doesn't matter. If you're addicted to it, you're convinced you need more to be happy. And I'm quite convinced that's where Jeff Bezos is.
But the thing that blows my mind is like, take Amazon. You've got a huge organization. So many people are paid minimum wage or creatively under minimum wage by the way they pay them.
Right.
And and this wouldn't eat into their profits that much. If all those organizations paid people a decent wage, they would have more money to spend money on Amazon. So if you make people at the bottom richer, it makes the people at the top even richer.
Yeah. So I mean, at this point,
I'm no economist.
Are you literally trying to figure out ways to make Jeff Bezos even more money?
Well, listen, Jeff, I don't know if you listen to our podcast.
I bet he does.
But if you double all of your Amazon employees' wages and go, hey, they're more likely to buy shit off Amazon they don't need. So you'll make more money from people. And then if you do it, everyone else will do it because they go, if Jeff's doing it, we should do it too.
I genuinely hate the fact that I use Amazon. I genuinely hate it, but it is, without a doubt, the most convenient way to buy absolutely anything I've ever had in my entire life. It would be like, when Netflix came out, Netflix kind of came out just after like a DVD mailing service, which was pretty convenient. I did that, not with Netflix, but with Canflix. They're no longer available. But like, I would have DVDs of movies mailed to my place every week or whatever. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. And it was really convenient. And then Netflix Digital came out, and that was more convenient. So the way Amazon works right now would be like if Netflix Digital, just the streaming, didn't come out when it did, but came out like 20 years ago when you had three channels on just like a regular 4x3 TV. And here's Netflix which, like, by the way, it also provides you with an HDTV, and it's all streaming digital. And here's the internet that comes with it, just so you can stream it properly, or you can just watch these three channels, CBC included. You know, it's that major of a difference in convenience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I hate that. I hate that. Like, I could do a little more research and try to find something.
But in Canada,
I could buy something. I could buy something on my phone in the next 30 seconds and have it shipped to my house without even thinking. Like, it's just,
yeah, but the thing is, in the part of Canada we live in as well, Prime is nowhere near as good. In the UK, you can get stuff within 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I heard the same in the States.
It's population density.
Yeah, I can't picture that. Like, right now, the fact that, like, I can get stuff in 2 to 3 days blows my mind. The fact that I could get it in the same fucking day,
yeah,
that's mind blowing.
I know.
That's mind blowing.
I need this Halloween costume now. But the other thing they did that was really good was the Boys TV show.
Which is a showrunner, Seth Rogen.
Rogan. Nobody calls him Rogan.
I do.
Yeah. The Rogan.
Hi, Mr. Rogan. What's that coming down the driveway, Reese?
It's me with a fresh delivery from the ad man. Oh my gosh.
I will come smell it. I love how your ads smell.
Oh, golly, it's fresh.
Yeah, stuff it in my face.
Fresh ads.
Smack me in the face with it. Yeah, just the way I like it. Ads.
So I need to share this with you before we run over on time. So the one of our listeners sent an email saying,
"Oh yeah, this is what we were supposed to talk about 15 minutes ago."
To add to our thing, right, before we start talking about Amazon, they said, "While ultimately voting is the means by which people have a stake in governing, there are a number of factors that can push governments quite a bit."
Who said who? Okay,
this is an email from a listener.
Oh, okay.
Who reached out to us because they were concerned.
They were. Have I read this?
No, you haven't. I kept it from you to reveal during the show.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, legal suits.
This is going to be about me and my laugh, isn't it?
Suing the government. This is another way you can fight the government, by suing them.
Yeah, that always goes over well.
Number two, campaign donations and lobbying. This is a messy topic that doesn't work for the average Canadian, but on local levels it can have an effect, which is true. Number three, grassroots protests. This can also include media coverage. You were at a protest recently, weren't you?
Look how effective
child,
that was.
Sort of child get sprayed. With
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sent to the hospital. It was horrible.
And contacting your representative as a reach out. So they're saying it's not just voting. You can participate more actively, which is true. I agree with these things. In some instances, they won't work. In other instances, they could work really well. It's very circumstantial.
Because it really depends on the politician on the other end of that line and how corrupt they are and how much they feel they can get away with due to the current broken system.
Yeah.
You see how we're in a cycle.
And we had another email as well from another listener.
Just don't get me wrong. Thank you for writing, by the way, whoever you are.
No, it's really nice.
Like, this is awesome.
They listened and
hot. I'm sweaty. I'm cranky.
It's really hot.
I'm very appreciative of these emails.
Yeah. My armpits are like the Niagara Falls. Right now. Tiny boats
Christ.
Full of Americans navigating the hay. just to wait for the light show at nighttime.
I can't get it out of my head.
The maiden of the mist. Sorry. Anyway, so I'm going to read this.
At some point, we should talk about the current provincial election that just happened.
We should. Let me finish this, and then we're going to go on to that section. So,
sure.
I sympathize with Jesse's frustration with the system of government we have. It's extremely demoralizing to do what you think you should by voting, and nothing ever seems to change for the better.
Continue.
However, I will say that not voting for sure makes no difference. It's not like voting with your dollar. If you don't like what a company does, you can stop buying their product, and if enough people do that, eventually the company is forced to change or it disappears. If you don't vote in the federal election, the government doesn't change and doesn't go away. It just carries on, content that the system that voted for them into power couldn't possibly be that broken, since it elected them and they're amazing. It's really shitty and can definitely feel pointless, but sometimes working the system fails. And sometimes work in the system fails, like the film industry in Nova Scotia. They said it super sucks for you. But it also sometimes works, like women's suffrage and LGBTQ+ rights and a whole bunch of other things. So I just wanted to encourage Jesse to vote, since participating is the only slim chance we have to change anything peacefully, and doing nothing does nothing. P.S. Thank you for the Bigfoot fan fiction.
Oh, you're welcome. We've got more coming.
Someone on Twitter shared.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that listener's email. I do. It's kind of akin to having like a bonfire that's kind of starting to get out of control. Like, it's not super dangerous, but it's like, oh wow, that's starting to spread. Okay, we should put that out now. And the only way to do it is a single person spitting on that fire. That's it. And I'm like, I really feel like this isn't doing anything. And then having someone like, well, you know, not spitting is really doing nothing. I'm like, yes, that is very, very true. However, watch. See? Also nothing. Like, that's kind of how I feel with the current system. Honestly, it really, like, yes, I'm
I mean, it's a wonderful metaphor.
Thank you.
You did the spit in action. Yeah, right. Sound. Yeah. I love spitting.
Do you want to talk about that for a little bit? No.
just out of walking down the street, sometimes I'll just spit, you know. So everyone knows I'm cool.
Reese's favorite animal is a llama, right?
Yeah. And that fish that spits and catches insects.
There's a fish that spits?
There's like an insect on a twig and it'll spit water and knock it into the...
Fuck off.
No.
What? No.
No, I won't fuck off because there is a fish that spits.
What is this fish that spits?
I don't know. Spitty fish? I don't know.
That would be an amazing
name. Googling fish that spits. I can't spit.
Amazonian
fish. Archerfish.
Archerfish
boast an unusual talent. They hunt by spitting powerful streams of water out of their mouths at unsuspecting above water insects. See?
I wasn't.
That it is.
I didn't think you were lying. I was just.
Archerfish. Wow. See who says this show is an educational. Me.
You're the only one. You're the one doing the research.
So,
thank you for your email.
Thank you for your email. So this is all about, we're really happy with the wave of reach. We've had some reviews. We've had people message us saying that they like Jesse's rants and our angle of election coverage. So we're going to roll with it. And you might see us on the news and on radio and stuff. For some reason, people are like, hey.
None of it's confirmed, but we've been getting interest, which is really, really quite amazing right now. So that's that, just, I'm excited
about
that. We're
going to be on QVC demonstrating products.
I would 100% do that.
Jesse.
These milk cartons are so flinging, flaming, hard to open.
No, they're not. Not anymore with the new carton extraction lube. Lube up your carton. Ease it open. Pour away. Exactly. And the longer you use it for, the looser it gets.
My fucking Jesus.
Thank you. We've been Recent Jesse.
Oh my God.
Next on QVC. Carton lube.
There's a t-shirt.
Cool. So this episode, we'll be back for more election coverage soon.
Oh my God. Yeah, happens when you get me in a really hot day drinking coffee and then talking about current election stuff.
It was supposed to be a hurricane. There was no hurricane. It just brought really hot weather.
I know. I was really just looking forward to a hurricane. Okay, that for one thing, just as a side note, I think we may be the only place on the planet that when we get news of a hurricane coming for us, we are not in the least bit scared or like worried, concerned, or do any kind of preparation, and B, are kind of excited for it.
Because it means it brings warm weather from the Caribbean. It's better than the cold stuff from above.
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, it's fun. You get to, like, you know, get storms chips, you know, and like and stuff like that. And like, we never worry about it. We're like the rest of the world, like, oh my God, hurricane. And understandably so, like, why they would have to be, but Nova Scotia, we get the tail end.
I love storm chips, but the bag is the size of a pillowcase, but it's mainly just air.
It's
nitrogen.
True.
Sorry, they put nitrogen.
Yeah. No, storm chips are great.
Maybe we should put ourselves in bags of nitrogen to stay fresh on a hot day.
You should put yourself in a bag of nitrogen. That's for sure. You and your sweaty Niagara pits.
Niagara pits. Yeah. I'm not going to say that. Anyway, let's go. Let's go. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for your emails.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.